This is Brett Dawson and Bill Oram from the Forum Club, a show about the Los Angeles Lakers. We're joined by Mo DeKeel to do a draft of the best Lakers of the past decade. Each of us drafted a starting five, a sixth man, and a coach, and we tried to determine who did the best job.
The first pick is harder than I thought it was going to be. I didn't expect to get the first pick. I just sort of thought we were going to go in the order the teams were listed. And so I was just prepared to take whoever didn't go number one. So it's a little tricky because we're talking about the 10-year period, right? We're not talking about Laker career. We're talking about the Laker career over this period of 10 years, correct?
Correct.
So, like, if I take Kobe Bryant, I miss out on some really prime Kobe Bryant years, and I get some sort of dicier Kobe Bryant years there at the end. But I think I'm just going to say that I get it on balance. I get a wider range to target from. And so all that sort of makes me think that I should take Kobe Bryant at number one. And so at the number one pick, I'm going to take LeBron James because that's just my instinct. I'm taking LeBron.
Makes sense. Great pick. Mo, number two.
Thanks for talking us through your process there, Brett.
You know, this is all in real time, Bill. This is just the way things happen. It's live. It's live podcasting.
Well, the second pick for me, then, it's pretty easy, right? It's got to be Kobe. I'd be getting yelled at by Twitter if it wasn't. So just going to leave it there. Kobe Bryant, my pick.
You're also getting 3 years of great Kobe at 25, 27, and 27.
I will draft Anthony Davis with the third pick.
Okay.
So I've got a big man or a forward, depending on how I want to play it. And then with the fourth pick, do I have other all-stars on the table? This is where it gets interesting because a lot of fairly mediocre players or players who are mediocre in their Laker tenure. Andrew Bynum was an all-star, but do I need Andrew Bynum and Anthony Davis? I could have Lamar Odom, but do I want to draft my sixth man with the second overall pick? I don't think that you can overvalue great leadership. And I think Anthony Davis would thrive under Phil Jackson. So I'll take my coach with the fourth pick.
Whoa, coach, early.
So here's the crazy thing about this, Bill. I thought if I got Anthony Davis with the first pick, I would take Phil Jackson with the second pick because I think Phil has sort of elevated these other stars who haven't quite gotten where they wanted to before Phil.
I think there's one more obvious player, but it didn't make sense for me with Anthony Davis. So, and then once you get past this top tier players, you get into a lot of guys who are debatable. The coaches aren't debatable. I'll take Phil, even if it's 1 year of Phil.
Yeah, I mean, but also in the triangle, like Anthony Davis fits perfectly into the triangle.
He'd be amazing. Yes.
I've gotten in trouble before, but I've suggested the Lakers should be running a little more triangle action. And they do a little bit with Vogel, but I almost feel like they can do a lot more out of the triangle with their team than anybody else.
Yeah, Mo, I think that's the right angle.
Oh, God. And with that, we'll go to the next round for DeKeel and Mockingbird.
Just tightening my own hypotenuse.
The amount of lobs I'm going to inadvertently set up for Bill is really just going to hurt me today. but with my second pick for the, we're just going to call them the Mockingbirds. We're going to team up, man. We're going to keep Pau Gasol. I'm going to keep that tandem together.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too.
I mean, they played well together. They have rapport. Listen, playing with Kobe, you got to be a tough-minded guy. You got to be able to handle getting yelled at and all that stuff. And Pau proved he could. So I'm going to stick with him.
Back up to Brett Dawson's team.
I'm going to take the first version of Dwight Howard.
Okay.
We have two Dwight Howards that we could theoretically choose from, right?
So correct.
You have your option. I could take current Dwight Howard, or I could take sort of team turmoil Dwight Howard. But I've got LeBron, so I like my chances of getting that Dwight Howard to follow LeBron's leadership, to fall in line. Plus, that's still a great, really athletic version of Dwight. And starting with LeBron and Dwight, I've got a really good defense now. I like this.
Okay, Brett, you get the next pick as well.
So this one is trickier because these first two have been relatively easy. And also because the whole version, like the team I have right now, there are players who in their Laker tenure, I don't like them as much as I would like them if I could get them for other points in their careers. And I'm also not like, I don't just love like looking at the list in front of me. I don't love the 3-point shooting. And that's what I really need to get right here. So I'm going to say I want a veteran who can make some jump shots. And I'm going to take Derek Fisher. I like Derek Fisher on a LeBron team.
Okay.
That's a good pick, especially because, you know, with Fisher, he doesn't have to run the full point guard show, right? Like he can if you need to, but with LeBron, he can go stand in the corner and knock down threes. It's a great selection.
Thanks, Mo.
I'm here to build people up and slam people down later.
back to you, Mockingbirds.
I'm going to go with a bit of an upset here. I'm going to go with Alex Caruso.
Wow.
He's not even on the list.
I'm going off the list. He's playing now.
Wow.
I'm going with him. I don't care. I'm going big.
Caruso. See, I considered him, but I went with Marcelo Huertas instead on the list. So,
again, fun name. It's always tough to decide. But I just, when I look at Caruso, I think he brings a good amount of energy and boost when he comes onto the court. I think he's a guy that could play well with Kobe. I think he can make a couple things happen. I love the way he cuts. I think Powell will find him on back doors and things like that. So that's why I'm going with Caruso. He just makes plays.
For the latest on the Los Angeles Lakers, ask your Google Assistant to play the latest episode of The Forum Club.